started. Well, Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for each and every one that has come out today to hear your word. And Father, I pray for those that haven't made it out. Father, and I just pray a blessing over every one of us. Father, I thank you that your desire to bless us is far greater than our desire to receive it. And Father, I just thank you for protection over this body. And Father, over the ones that's here and the ones that haven't made it. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing in this church. And Father, the revival that's taking place in this nation. Father, we receive it. And Father, the word that comes out of my mouth, Father, I thank you that it is anointed because you have anointed me to bring forth the good news. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, just to start off, Terry and I was watching Flashpoint the other night. I don't know how many people know what Flashpoint is. But it's generally about the news, but they went a different route. And I don't know if any of you have watched that night, but you could literally feel the anointing coming over the TV. And it's about, and that's what God's wanting. God's wanting to move in America. And the body of Christ is going to have to stand up and take their place. So, the devil tries to shut us up, but God wants us to rise up. And that's what we're going to have to keep in mind. No matter what the devil throws at us, he can't defeat us. And one thing that I've been standing on is I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. It don't matter. And the same blood that saved you is the same blood that's healed you. And the same blood that's healed you is the same blood that's provided everything that you'll need. So, Galatians 3:13 and 14 in the New King James says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having became a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Remember last week I read it and it said half. What did I tell you half meant or has meant? Already been done. So Christ has already redeemed us. Who's us? Any born again believer. He's redeemed every person on the face of the earth if they'll receive it. Okay? But he's redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why did he redeem us? The Bible says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, upon the Gentiles. Well, who's the Gentiles? Well, we were the Gentiles until we got saved, because Gentiles were non-believers. So that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And a lot of people will tell you, well, the blessing of Abraham is a spiritual blessing. No, it's not. It's just as physical as it is spiritual. Because if you read about Abraham, you can see when Abraham sent his servant to get a wife for Isaac, the servant said, the Lord has richly blessed my master Abraham. And you know, we know that. But here's, and we said this last week, Christ has redeemed us from what? The curse. So if it's not blessing you, what is it? Does it belong to you? So what are you supposed to do? We're going to make this personal. Can you repeat this after me? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And the more we say it, the more it gets in us. It goes from here to our heart. Because the thing about it is, the devil wants us to think curse-minded. And we hear people cursing all the time. And I'm not just saying profanity, but, well, I'm so poor I can't even pay attention. Or, you know, I ain't even got two nickels to rub together or something. But that's curse. You know, that's the mindset the devil wants us to have. But just think about it. Are we cheapening the blood of Jesus because God sent Jesus to pay for it? So that's how That's how I've started looking at it. Whenever, when I'm believing for something, whether it's finances, whether it's healing, no matter what it is, I think, remember me talk, I think last week I talked about how much value God put on us. Just think the value that God puts on, you know, as much value as we put on our kids, do we want them to go through the curse? Do we want them to struggle? That's like this morning, I went to get dressed, and I've got silk wild rags. Well, I had a whole bunch of them. And I thought, I had one that matched this shirt. Well, I got to looking, and I had a whole drawer full. I thought, well, something's gone. Well, I got to, Jake wore one yesterday. He wore a different one today. But you know what? See what that? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's how God is for us. Whenever we go to get something, Jake never asked me. He said, Dad, can I have one of them on? Because he knew if I had it, it was his. So that's how we got to be with God. Jesus already paid for our healing. It's like the word Pauline sent forth. He's already paid for our healing. And the devil, he wants to steal from us our healing. Because the devil is a thief. He comes what? To steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? Well, like I say, we know that President Trump won the election legally. How can you think? Well, what makes you think the devil's behind it? Well, there was theft, trying to destroy and kill this nation. I don't care how you put it, you can see the devil behind it. Because God's not going to take someone who believes in life and turn it over to someone who believes in death. I mean, but here's what we need to get a hold of. I'm not saying it's over. I'm saying something's still going to happen. But here's what we need to remember. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We're supposed to be blessed. And we've got to become blessed-minded. We've got to have that mindset. I don't care what it looks like. That doesn't belong to me. I don't care if they say it's going to snow 30 inches. I don't care. The thing about it is, I'm blessed and the Lord's going to take care of me. You know? So here's the deal. What is the blessing of Abraham? Does anybody know? Here's the thing. God, whenever God created the earth, Lauren, you can go ahead and go to that scripture, Deuteronomy 28. When God created the heavens and the earth, He put everything in it before He created Adam. Okay, before we were ever born, God already made provisions for us to have everything that we ever had needed. So here's what the blessing of Abraham is. Terry, if you want to. Okay, hold on. What's supposed to come upon us and overtake us? All these blessings. What's the devil trying to get us to take on us? The curse. He's trying to get the curse to come upon us and overtake us. But God wants what? The blessing to come upon us and overtake us. But how can that come upon us and overtake us? We got to believe we're blessed. The devil wants to try to condemn us and try to beat us down. And if we've got a mindset that I'm not worthy of being blessed, we'll never receive this. So go ahead, Terry. So do you have to move to whenever it doesn't look like you got enough money or the country doesn't provide, do you have to move to the city to be blessed? Well, why do you do that? Because you don't have the mindset that God wants me blessed no matter where I'm at. Duh. Lauren, what translation have you got that in? I wanted it in. That's all right. I wanted it in the New Living. But, okay. Back up again to the four. The fruit of the tree, that means every child that you have, that fruit of the tree, shall be blessed. That means whenever people say, well, my kids aren't going to amount to nothing, they're just trouble. Why are you speaking a curse over them? God tells you that they're supposed to be blessed. And the produce is supposed to be, your ground is whatever you do for inflow of money. It doesn't mean you have to be a farmer. If wheels turn and wrenches, that means that Johnson Station is blessed because he's there. That means that whenever Denise is cleaning houses, every house that she cleans, a blessing is supposed to come on that house because she's there and they're blessing her. And then it says, increase of your herds. Well, if you don't have herds, if you're not a farmer, that still means that anything you do is supposed to increase. If it's cleaning houses, Denise will have so many houses, she has to turn it down. Much business, he has to turn it down. Stacy will have to scrape so much snow and ice, she's going to have to start turning it down. But anyway, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, every farmer should say, we should never speak, well, I don't know if this cow's going to breed or not. The Bible says increase of your herds. And your farm. So there's not, it's the way God looks at it, there's not one cow, not one horse. If you raise dogs, there's not one dog that's not supposed to produce abundance. Okay. Go on, Lauren. And in the New Living Translation, it talked about your storehouse. And what it is, your bank account should be blessed, and your storehouse is where you store extra. So if you don't have a savings account, how can God bless your storehouse? Yeah, if you don't have, God wants you, He doesn't desire that you live from paycheck to paycheck. He desires that you have more than enough. All sufficiency in all things to do every good work that He's called you to do. We got to change the way we think. That pretty much covers everywhere we're at. Yeah. It's coming up on us and overtaking us. Now, I'm going to say something, and this will probably make every liberal mad in America. Because Donald Trump stood up for Israel and stood up for godly values, I'm going to tell you something. I truly believe that's the reason the Democrats are running like chickens with their heads cut off. I mean, you cannot bless Israel. The Bible says, you bless Israel, and I'll bless you. You can't bless Israel and be cursed. And here's the thing about it. I can't help it if you're ignorant. You're going to have to see that you can't curse the blessed. You know, that's just like people come against Israel. They'd try to get the prophets to come out and curse Israel. And God said, you can't pronounce a curse on them. And that's the way God's people are supposed to be. I don't care if people try to curse us because we're God's people. The curse can't come on us if we don't believe it. But the devil wants us to get in fear. You know, that's like Brother Kenneth Hagin was preaching someplace, and somebody told him, said, well, Brother Hagin said, you've made a prophetess mad, and she'll curse you. And Brother Hagin said, I double dog dare her to curse me. And I've heard pastors say, you better not curse me more than you can stand, because the Bible talks about when you try to curse a child of God, it'll come back on you. So here's the thing. We've got to know that we're blessed. We got to change the way we think. The devil has tried to get people's mindset so curse-minded, so lack-minded, so in trouble-minded that they can't see the forest for the trees. You know, they just got tunnel vision. Did that say God suggest a blessing on you? What's command? It's an order. God commands a blessing to come upon you. And a command, when you're given a command in the military, that command is that you take that command and you put your life on the line for it. And you stand your ground. The command, God commands that to come upon us. Okay, those commandments are not the Ten Commandments. They're part of it. But what has God commanded you to do? What has He called you to do? Love? Yeah. But what else has He commanded you? I mean, if He's called you to be a pastor, if He's called you to be a school teacher, if He's called you to be a planning and zoning person, an ice scraper, or a house cleaner, a mechanic, a housewife, doesn't matter what He's called you to do. When we do what He's called us to do, He's going to establish us as a holy people to us. That's why it's so important for us to be blessed. It's not for us, not for my four, no more. But it's, we're supposed to be blessed so that God, He's establishing us as a holy people to Himself. Go ahead, Terry. Yeah, and that's the reason we're supposed to be blessed. Go back one. All peoples of the earth. And in the New Living Translation, it said all nations of the world. And that's why it's so important for us to walk in the blessing. That's why it's so important for us to walk redeemed from the curse. That's why it's important for us to walk in health and healing. Because the devil wants us to look like everybody else. The devil doesn't want people to see any difference between us and the unsaved. That's why God's trying to bless us, because He's trying to separate us so He can draw people not to us, but to Him. Okay, and it says they will be afraid of it, but they will be in awe or have respect of you. Okay, Lord. Okay, the very second, I don't get it. Here's how God is. It doesn't matter if you've been saved for 50 years or if you've been saved for 5 minutes. The very second that we ask Jesus into our heart is the very second we were set free from the curse of the law. The very second. And so many people say, well, you need to do this, you need to change, or you need to do this. Uh-uh. God said, come just as you are. Jesus said, come just as you are. And when the very second that we go and we ask Jesus, we humble ourselves and ask Jesus in our heart, it's the very second we go from darkness to light, from blessing to curse. The blessing of Abraham is a covenant that Jesus came to fulfill so that every child of God could walk in the blessing and draw people to God. That's what it's all about. Okay, God didn't create the curse, and God does not curse people. God's a blesser. Yeah, there's no. I mean, I've heard people say, well, maybe God put this on me to teach me a lesson. No, He didn't. And well, some people say, well, maybe, I had a guy say one time, well, his little girl came down with leukemia or something. He said, you know, God works in mysterious ways. After she came down with leukemia, my whole family got saved. He said, you know, God did. I said, no, God didn't do that. And see, that's the devil. He's a liar. God doesn't put bad things on us to teach us a lesson. I mean, whenever Quinn and Ari come to the house and we got a fire built in the fireplace, I don't grab their hand and take it up there and put it on the stove and burn their hand and say, now that'll teach you a lesson. That'll bless you one of these days because you'll learn not to touch that stove. That's what somebody's saying whenever they say, well, God put that sickness on me to reach my whole family. No, that's a bunch of BS. God doesn't. He can't curse us. He came to redeem. He sent his son to redeem us from the curse of law. So when Jesus defeated the curse, he defeated every sickness and every disease and every bit of poverty. The Bible talks about, and if you look at Deuteronomy 20, and I didn't give Lauren this, but if you look at Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 65, I think, that's every bit of the curse. And anything that you see that's under the curse, you've been redeemed of. You know, I was listening to it, and it's talking about fever. Fever's under the curse. Anybody in here got a fever? Don't belong to you. Can you speak to a fever? Jesus did. Jesus spoke to the fever, and it obeyed him. Well, inflammation. That's under the curse. That doesn't belong to us. One translation even talks about influenza, the flu, and the common cold. Well, I don't really believe God wants us to be. I can't believe God wants us to be redeemed from the common cold. Well, if you can't believe it, then you won't get it. God redeemed us from, or Jesus redeemed us from the curse of law. And you know, it talks about tumors. Cancer's not that. That's under the curse. So so many people get the diagnosis of cancer and they see it as a death sentence. That's why it's so important for us to not keep our mouth shut. That's why it's important for us to read the Word and to know what we've been set free of. And you know, I've heard, like Brother Keith, listen to him, he said that he's prayed for people and he cursed the cancer. In the name of Jesus. Can we curse something? Jesus cursed the fig tree, didn't he? What happened? It dried up at the roots. So what's the devil trying to put on your body? You can curse that and you say, that is under the curse. And I do not receive one curse because according to Galatians 3, from the curse. And if it's cancer, I've been redeemed from cancer. Has no right on my body. Now, whenever pain or something or the symptom starts to rise up, we don't keep our mouth shut. We say, devil. That's when that lunchbox comes out and you say, I've been redeemed from that. And how many times am I going to have to tell you? And just box him upside the head with the Word. And what will happen, it doesn't matter what that tumor, what size that tumor is. If we continue to speak the Word, that tumor will start shrinking. There's not, I mean, God's desire is it goes away immediately. But as long as we speak the Word, the curse has to obey the Word. The Bible, it don't matter if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in other tongues or not. What matters is if you've asked Christ into your heart, okay? Everybody in here saved? Then everybody in here has the same Spirit in them that raised Christ from the dead. Do you think that any part of that curse can stand up to the Spirit that raised Christ from the pits of hell and when the devil and every demon in hell was trying to keep him there? There ain't nothing in the curse that can defeat the power of the Spirit inside of us. But the devil wants us to stay curse-minded. He doesn't want us to see that we've been redeemed from the curse. God wants to set His children high above all the nations of the earth. And that right now, what's happening in America right now, and I don't know how many people's been watching Flashpoint or something, but the revival that is breaking out in California, God's people are starting to rise above. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's happening all across the universe. I mean, COVID was all across the universe, wasn't it? The plague or the epidemic, or earth. But it was all over the earth in every continent, right? Well, do you think if the COVID can go all over the earth, do you think God can go all over the earth? Do you think it's God's desire to eradicate COVID from the face of the earth? Do you? That's how we got to think. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it looks like America's going to hell in a handbasket. It's not going to go because God's given us His Word. America will be saved. America's greatest hour is yet to come. But we can't stand and just be worried and twiddle our thumbs. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because fear contaminates faith. And who does God want His children above? All the nations of the earth. And all the nations of the earth is all the ungodly nations. Okay? So God's wanting to raise His people up. Why? So people will be in awe. And they'll see how good God is to us. But the devil wants us to be curse-minded. Like I say, whenever we have a little sniffle or a little scratchy throat, in the natural, what do? Well, yeah, I guess I'm getting a cold. That's what the devil wants us to do. Well, you know, like whenever you have a symptom, well, I guess I'm doing this, But what God wants us to do, say, uh-uh. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I don't care if it's a scratchy throat. I don't care if it's a headache. I don't care if it's a toothache. Lord, Your Word says that Christ has redeemed me from every sickness and every disease. So that's, we've got to change our thinking. You know, and that's what the devil doesn't want us to do. Terry, find 1 Samuel. And I got 13:19, but I want you to go to 13, probably 16. Yes. It's talking about whenever Saul, they were going to battle with the Philistines, and Saul called for Samuel to come and bless them and offer a sacrifice before they went to battle. Well, Samuel didn't show up when Saul thought he should. Have you found it where I'm? Saul, he made the sacrifice himself. Okay, well, I'll just keep. Well, I just said, if you can find where Saul took the sacrifice and did it himself. It's above 19. It may even be up around 8 or something. Yes. Keep going. Okay, that now skip down to about 17. Keep reading.
So all the children of Israel went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his crossbow, his axe, his and his bow. The sharpened charge was 2/3 of the
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, that you can see that's what's going on right now in this nation. The blacks, the Philistines wouldn't allow the blacksmiths in the nation of Israel. Why? Because they would have had weapons. They would have been able to defeat the Philistines. Why do you think the devil and the Democrats are coming after the church? Because if they can defeat the church, keep the church shut up, that's just like the Philistines keeping the blacksmith from harboring. Because if they can keep the church shut up and shut it down, they can keep the people from fighting. They can keep the people from the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. See, if they can shut up the church, they can defeat America. And that's what we've got to realize. As the body of Christ, we can't sit still. We can't take this with sitting down. We have got to stand up and fight for what God's Word says, for God's people. And I may be they may have tried to impeach me for trying to excite a riot too. But the thing about it is, if we sit down and don't do nothing, you can't lose it. But here's the thing, that God has heard every prayer of every person that's ever prayed for this nation. You think he's forgot that? May look like it. That's what the devil wants you to think. The devil's wanting you to do like Saul, and the devil's wanting you to do like Saul and make that sacrifice yourself. And Saul should have waited on the prophet. And that's what where we're at right now. It's the hardest thing to do is to wait, because we want to get it done now, and we want to get it over with. But like Nicole said, God's timing is perfect. And I don't know if you remember some of the prophecies. God says, your timing's not my timing. And here's the thing. The devil has never defeated God, not one time. Why do you think he's going to defeat him now? There's no way. So, God wants his blessing to come upon his body and overtake us. Why does God want that? So all the nations will see that we are a people claimed by God. That's why the devil come against Donald Trump so hard in America at the time that he was president. Donald Trump, I'm not saying he was perfect, but everything he passed had godly values in it. Everything he... the Democrats don't want to... They tried to impeach him twice, and once for exciting rights. And I can't remember. I think it's four nations that have nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, what's happened someone with godly values left office and someone with ungodly values has come in? What has happened what's happened to the feel of what's going on now? I mean, is there peace? There was peace in the land when Donald Trump was here, but it wasn't in the political realm. But it was in every aspect of America. But now that ungodly people are in there with ungodly values, what's happened? There's unrest at every turn. So what does the body of Christ need to strive to do? Stand on what God's Word says. Know that no matter what the devil throws at you, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Don't get where you're in well doing, because in due season, I don't know exactly where it's at, but anyway, the devil wants us to give up. But God says, don't give up, because all things are possible to those who believe. And the devil wants us to speak in fear. That's what the devil, like the word that Pauline gave this morning, had fear in it. And that's where the devil tries to work at us, with fear. I don't care what you're standing, I don't care if it's finances, I don't care if it's health, I don't care if it's a relationship, I don't care if it's your kids. The devil will always attack you with fear, first off. And the devil can't attack you in any way new. He can't do it. He's got the same MO. I mean, that's what he's done for years. And just like somebody who plays basketball or a coach, they'll go scout a team, and they'll know exactly what that team does. Well, when we read the Bible, that's like a scouting report saying, well, whenever fear enters in, that's the devil trying to contaminate your faith. You know, I remember one time when Jake and Sam played basketball, they pressed and pressed, and they just real high, intense defense. Just all over the floor. And then one time I got tickled. They dropped back. Instead of pressing, they dropped back to the free throw line on the other end. And the other team come dribbling up, just real slow and methodical, trying to figure out what happened. As soon as they crossed half court, them boys jumped on them, kind of like a chicken on a June bug. They just all just jumped. And that just panic went all over the place. See, that's what the devil wants us to do. Well, you know, we might think the pressure, but don't give in to the pressure. Because here's the deal. How do you break a press? You got to get in the middle of it. And the devil, if he can't pressure us and get us to give up, he can't defeat us. But here's what I want to say. The devil wants us to speak fear, but we can't allow fear to enter into us, because if we allow fear to enter in, fear will take us down. Fear will contaminate faith. And the definition of contaminate is to make something impure by exposing it to or an addition of a poison or polluting substance. So when we allow fear to come in, what it does, it pollutes our faith. It's like putting poison in our faith. So that's why it's so important. That's why God tells us so many times in the Bible, fear not. Because God knows if the devil can get us in fear, he can defeat us. And like I say, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter if it's sickness. It doesn't matter if it's finances or whatever. The first thing, if you're believing for finances, what's the first thing the devil says? Well, look at the weather this week. Don't look like you're going to make any money this week. Don't look like your bills are going to be paid. What's that trying to do? Trying to get you in fear. But what's our answer? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the Lord. He wants me blessed coming in and blessed going out. The blessing of the Lord is to come upon me and overtake me. It didn't say we were going to be affected by the weather. It didn't say we were going to be affected by how much work we had, did it? What it says, we're going to be affected by this right here, our mind. So what we got to do, we got to take into captivity every thought and every imagination that tries to exalt itself above the Word of God. So fear is a poison to our faith. And we have to keep our spirit built up. Did you know why it's so important to read the Bible? And if you're believing for healing, find a bunch of scriptures that talks about healing. You know why it's so important to read and confess healing scriptures? Because when our spirit man is built up, our immune system is built up. Why is it so important, if we're believing for finances, to find everything it says in the Bible about God shall supply all that we have need of? Because if our spirit man's built up and God shall supply all my needs, then the fear of lack will not exist. So, when our spirit man is weak, so is our immune system. And that's not just talking about health. That's talking about every aspect of our life. Okay? The devil, what's he look for? The devil looks for weak spots to enter in. The devil will never come through a strong spot. He's always looking for a weak spot. And one thing that the devil tries to do to break, get a little hole in, is he tries to condemn us. Yeah, I mean, or bring strife in. I mean, you can be getting along just as good as can be. And whenever you come to church, I can say something to Terry, and it makes her mad. And, well, she's not going to receive anything. You know what I'm saying? What's the devil done? He's made a weak spot. That's why it's so important for us to put down all the works of the enemy, all the wiles of the enemy. He can't do anything to defeat us, okay? So, we can't live in guilt. I mean, there's a lot of people who have died because they had guilt that, well, I'm not for God to save. So, I mean, if we let guilt to get in, what's that do? That contaminates our faith. What is fear to faith? It's poison. You've heard of people, I've heard on the news where people try to poison their spouse. Now, Terry, you might put earplugs in. Yeah. But they'll give them a little bit of poison all along. They just keep putting poison in and poison in. And that they won't put enough in. It'll just make them a little sick. But over a length of time, that poison will overtake them and they'll kill them. And that's what. No, it's not. There's not any fear that's all right. We shouldn't be afraid of anything. And here's what I want to do right now. If the devil can make us weak, he can defeat us. And if he can get us to live in guilt, he can affect everything in our lives. So, Lauren, I want you to turn on just some music, just real, real low, like a worship deal. Kind of. I want to take this